Hi there, this is Adam Carver recording this audioboo on Monday the 13th of February, and I want to entitle this audioboo, Rejoice. When Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 4, he says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And Paul speaks it as a command. It's not a request, it's not something he's saying, hey, whenever you feel like it, rejoice. It's a straightforward command, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And it's important to understand what Paul is telling the Philippians and therefore us to rejoice in. He's saying they should rejoice in the Lord. He's not asking us to rejoice based on our emotions or on our outward circumstance or the latest thing we've seen on the news. He's asking us to rejoice in God and in everything that God has done. And that's why he can say rejoice. That's why it's not an unreasonable expectation that Paul puts on us when he says those words. Eugene Peterson translates this verse as celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in him. And one of the secrets to being able to rejoice every day is to remember who God is and what he's done. Very often we get completely consumed with what's going on around us and this situation and that situation. We hear news of this tragedy or news of this situation with our friends or our family. And it's very easy to get bogged down and have very little sense of rejoicing. But Paul tells us how we're able to do that in the following verse. He says we are to be anxious for nothing. The fabulous King James Version says, be careful for nothing. To be careful for nothing. Often we tell those around us, especially perhaps our children, that they're to be careful of this and careful of that and careful of the other. But the Word of God says we are to be empty of care. We are not to be careful to be full of care. We are to be empty of it. We're told in Psalm 55 that we are to cast our cares and our burdens upon Him. Those things which weigh us down, those things which we're concerned about, those things which bother us, they are not meant to be sitting on us and resting us. We are meant to be empty of care for those things. And Paul tells us very practically how we do that. He says, be anxious for nothing, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. There is a process of emptying ourselves of cares by telling God about them, by saying, hey God, this is what's going on, this is what's happening, this is how I'm being impacted by these things. And then we're to give those things over to Him. And it says we're to wrap them up in a wrapper of thanksgiving, because we can thank Him that even in the midst of it, there is an opportunity to thank Him and to bless Him, because He's a good God who does good things. And as we give those things over to Him, as we cast our cares upon Him, it says the result of that is that the peace of God, that word means rest, it means set at one. It's this Hebrew concept of shalom, of wholeness, of completeness, of being at one again. That incredible peace of God will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. But the peace of God comes only after we have emptied ourselves of our cares, after we have given our cares over to Him and laid them upon Him and said, hey God, after we've wrapped them up with some thankfulness and said, thank you, Father, that you can take them, that you know all about them, that you're in control and you're in charge, as we pass them over to Father God, so the peace of God comes upon us. And that peace transcends all our understanding, and it guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. And perhaps the way it guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus is that peace stops our minds from wandering. Often when we're in a difficult situation or we hear tragic news, our minds have this incredible ability to veer to the worst case scenario. But the peace of God stops that. And the way to keep that peace, we're told in Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. As we focus our thoughts, as we focus our being, as we focus where we're at on Him, so that peace remains. As I was watching the Star Wars film yesterday, one of the characters said to another, remember, your focus determines your reality. If you are being assuaged by all sorts of things at this time, can I encourage you? Focus your mind on the one who is King, on the one who rules and reigns. Focus it on Jesus. And His perfect peace will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. God bless.